Jack, thank you for joining me on the show.
Thanks very much for having me, Amber.
So tell me a little bit about yourself and your background, maybe before we get into the business side of things.
Yes, so I come from Kinsale. I've grown up here my whole life. And Fionn, the co-founder and friend on Zirkulu. So we've been friends since primary school. So we first crossed paths in senior infants. So we would have grown up playing sports together, grown up in Kinsale. And then kind of after college, we reconnected. And it was kind of during lockdown, then we kind of wanted to put our heads together and start a project. So we both have a passion for the outdoors. So the idea was always to work on making a rain jacket. And it was this campaign that we learned about in Kinsale was called the Fishing for Litter Initiative, where fishermen were being incentivized to bring discarded fishing nets back onto land. So we were aware of this company in Italy that could turn fishing nets into a jacket fabric. So our initial project, we looked into collecting the discarded nets that were coming in from the Fishing for Litter campaign and sending them to Italy and using the recycled fishing nets to make a jacket. So that's kind of where we started. It was literally just kind of a lockdown walk. We just got chatting. We kind of share a lot of the same values and we're kind of both passionate about doing something. So that's kind of where Zirkulu was born. Unfortunately, we weren't able to continue with the fishing net idea. It wasn't feasible. So after a while, we switched our focus to making products from bio-based and renewable materials. But yeah, that's pretty much where Zirkulu was born from.
Fantastic. It's really interesting. I suppose it probably is great that you're partnering together when you have a deep history, I suppose, and you know each other very well. Does that make it easier to kind of be involved together in the business?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It makes it a lot more enjoyable as well. You know, like sometimes you wouldn't think of it as work. It's just two friends chatting, trying to figure stuff out. So there's definitely a lot more flow to it in that sense where there's no less labor to it. I guess, you know, we're just, you can be out and about doing activities and chatting away about stuff. So there's a lot of benefits, I suppose, to doing it. And the main thing, it's just kind of more enjoyable.
I can imagine. That's great to hear. And Jack, tell me a bit about the company. So it's called Zirkulu and it's an outdoor clothing company, as you've mentioned there. Tell me maybe about the principles behind it.
Yeah, so the whole idea and the concept behind the brand was built on the principles of the circular economy. So as you mentioned, initially focusing on the fishing nets was always to try and design out waste. So then we shifted our focus to bio-based. So initially we spend a lot of time focusing on the materials that we work with. So the first jacket we launched, which is called the Endurance Shell Jacket. So that works with a sugarcane byproduct. So that comes from a waste stream from the sugarcane production, and then that gets turned into a fiber that we can make the jacket with. Not only at the materials, but also at the end of life. So when the jacket reaches its end of life, so after 4 to 5 years minimum, we're saying, and then there's what we have called as a take-back program where customers can send us back their old jackets. And we have a recycling partner in northern France where we send them the old jackets and they can recycle the old jackets into a new yarn for future products. So we have kind of like a complete flow of materials from when we make the jackets right through to the customer use and then end of life. So making sure that there's no waste as well. So kind of having a closed loop system as such for the materials.
That's really interesting. And it's really important, I suppose, in the world that we're living in at the moment, having that sustainable aspect and having that, I suppose, the fact that it's recycled and reused again. Was that something that was important to yourself and Fionn, Jack?
Yeah, it's really important. And I think there is a lot of responsibility to be taken on when starting a business in this day and age. And one of the problems we identified within the clothing industry was to do with the kind of synthetic production of like polyester and nylon jackets. And so they take like a crude fossil fuel and turn that into a synthetic plastic. And one thing we learned as well on our journey is that there's only about 50 years left of producing these fabrics. So we do see changes kind of, it's not really a choice, but a necessity, I suppose. So it's just trying to figure out what does that kind of next jacket look like and how can we create it and kind of help move the clothing industry towards a more sustainable future.
You mentioned sugarcane. I suppose it's not something that people think about maybe when you think of a jacket. Is it difficult to kind of source those materials and source those, we'll say, different kind of products, for want of a better word, to make the clothing that you're looking to make?
Yeah, it definitely took a bit of experimentation at the start. And I guess the concept we were trying to introduce to the outdoor industry is relatively new. So like we could have gone the established route and gone and ordered nylon or polyester fabrics, but we did want to try and do something different and make an impact. So there definitely was a bit of experimentation at the start, and it took a couple of jacket prototypes that didn't quite work out until we found the one that we were happy with. And we're very fortunate now to work with a really good partner that helps us make the fabric. But yeah, at the start, it definitely took a bit of experimentation. But I think that time at the start was worth it just to make sure that we had the product quality up to a high standard.
And how long then does it take to make a jacket, Jack?
So like for us, when we first, we started the design phase. So we work with a designer called Abby, and she's based out of a university in Utah over in the States. And basically we kind of sit down with her, we collaborate on different ideas for the jacket, different features, the performance properties, and obviously the use of the jacket. So the first jacket we made is intended for hiking in Ireland. So obviously it has to withstand lots of rain, heavy wind. So that's kind of where we kind of put together what we want the jacket to look like. Abby will put together technical drawings that can take anywhere from a couple of weeks to a month, depending on when we want to start making the jacket. Then we go into fabric selection, so working with our fabric partner, and then we go into a prototype phase. So it's kind of depending on the speed we want to make it as well, but generally I would say 6 to 7 months for us to go from idea phase to fabric selection to prototype and then into production. And then we've been lucky enough to work with a manufacturing partner in Portugal to make our endurance jacket, and we're able to go and kind of visit the factory, work on amendments to the jacket design, and just make sure that the prototypes were up to a good standard that we were happy to release them. And we generally do a bit of testing in the outdoors with the prototypes as well, and make sure the features made sense, make sure the fit made sense, and made sure that it could survive an Irish winter as well.
Yeah, that's very important. As you mentioned, the weather, it must have been very exciting for you, because obviously you mentioned at the start, you know, you went through the trial and error phase, I suppose, to get it to where you wanted to get it, and you had all these ideas, these drawings and designs, but to actually be able to go over to the production factory and to see a prototype of your idea, I suppose, that must have been a lovely feeling and an exciting time for you.
Yeah, really, really exciting. And it's always the most exciting part is to see like an idea from a conversation we had and actually see the reality of it. And when you try on the jacket for the first time, it's always just, it's an exciting place to be in just to see something created with our own hands. The first jacket that came out did need a bit of work, but it's the people that we were working with were very supportive, very open to ideas, and it never felt too difficult to bring ideas to them. Like they're kind of open-minded and happy to kind of go the extra mile to help us get it to a good place as well. So we've been very fortunate with the people we've worked with along the way, because that'll have a big outcome, I suppose, on the quality of the product as well. But yeah, I think the whole journey of doing it, I find quite enjoyable, and it's like when you actually make the reality of it as well, it's a lovely feeling.
I can imagine, that's great. Having your own business, or, you know, coming up with the idea, is it something that you've always kind of thought you might do, or was it kind of spontaneous that, you know, you were just chatting one day and you thought, oh, we'll try this?
No, I don't think it was that spontaneous. I think I had an indication I wanted to do it. So I moved, I was living in Canada in 2019, and I had actually moved home in 2019 to work in my family business. So my parents would have a photography gallery in Kinsale called Giles Norman Photography. And I went in there with a specific project in mind in terms of like developing their website and working on the online marketing. And I guess for me, that was my first project that I could call my own. And it went quite well. I was happy with it, and it just gave me the confidence and encouragement to start another project then with Fionn. So to me, like the first project with family business was almost like a little testing ground, I suppose. And again, just a kind of a learning place as well. And I was able to take that experience and build it into Zirkula as well.
I was going to ask you about that, I suppose, seeing your own family in their own business, you know, maybe seeing the challenges they overcome and the successes that they have, and just their work ethic. Is that something that you think really helped you in your own journey then when you did move on to Zirkula?
Yeah, 100%. I don't think I would have been able to do Zirkula without it. It's I think me personally, the best way for me to learn is by doing something I wouldn't be able to read and just go off and do it. I think it's better for me to just put my head into projects and learn, and then take that experience to a new one. So, and yeah, I guess to see my parents do it, like they would be role models as well. So, and it's just understanding the challenge of it, I suppose, definitely helps before getting into something, because like you said, there's lots of highs and lows, and it's not going to be a straight line as such. So I think having that first-hand experience definitely helps understand what you're getting into, because when it is more difficult, then at least you're a little bit more prepared for it. I'm very grateful to have had the chance to work in the family business, and I still help out with them when I can as well.
You mentioned the jacket, obviously. Can people get their hands on that now?
It's available. So we launched in December 2022 through a Kickstarter, which kind of worked as a pre-order campaign for us at the time, and that went really well. So it helped us get into our first production run. So we made our first batch of jackets, we've made some fleeces, and we've made t-shirts as well. So then we then launched our online store, just circulu.com. So all the products are available to order online. We've got a retail partner in Kinsale, and we've done some work with some B2B clients as well. So we work with some outdoor centres around Ireland, and we do pop-ups as well. So we're going to be doing another pop-up in Kinsale over the summer as well, so people will be able to come in and try on the gear and touch it, which always helps, I think. We're open for business, and we're developing new products as we speak as well.
That's fantastic. I was going to ask you that. You mentioned a couple of different products that you have there. Do you have plans for the future to expand on that, or can you tell us more about the plans that you do have maybe?
Yeah. So the first jacket we made was specifically kind of for hiking. So it's kind of a hard shell jacket. So we kind of want to broaden out the jacket range, and the next jacket we're looking is going to have a lightweight running one. So specifically geared towards trail running. So that's the jacket we're working on at the moment. And I guess the idea in the future is to kind of have a family of jackets. So we'd love to have like a padded jacket as well to try and cater for the warmer or for the colder winters as well. But yeah, the trail running jacket will be the next one we'll release. So as I mentioned, just kind of when we make an outdoor jacket, we try and attach it to an outdoor activity, whether that be hiking, trail running, and so on. So yeah, it's just kind of one step at a time, I guess, with the jackets.
Fantastic. And just before I let you go, Jack, how has it all been going? It sounds like it's busy, but it sounds like that, you know, you're getting good feedback and stuff from the customers. So is it worthwhile, I suppose?
Yeah, no, very, very worthwhile. It's been a really fun journey to date. And I think now we've got a nice roadmap to keep it going. I think the New Frontiers program in MTU Tralee has been fantastic. Emily has been very supportive, and it's just given us good structure and to grow the business from. So very happy with the New Frontiers. It's been a great place to learn, I guess, just the starting point of the business, but also kind of give it the infrastructure and the planning ahead to turn it into a full-time business, which is the next step for us, and sustain jobs for ourselves. But I think we're very happy with our first year, and it's just a case of building on that and pushing on.
That's great. Jack, the very best of luck to yourself and Fionn for the future, and thanks a million for speaking to me.
Thanks very much, Amber. I appreciate you taking the time, and wishing you a lovely rest of the week.